I soon began dating an invisible gal. My mother and father were surely not proud. She sent me an inbox, translucent and white. We went strolling along in the bright boardwalk sun. She gave me a phone call I invisibly won. Oh, the hours I spent as our courtship progressed with my mother and father and our yeshiva guest. And slowly but quickly, with a happiness so loud, I realized I love the invisible gal. So one night I feigned a farewell to my folks and crept to my room to talk with her and joke. And I didn't cry out, but I kissed her instead when I felt the invisible gal in my bed. And she kissed me right back, put her hands to my form, unseen but so beautifully, wonderfully warm. But then such an awful confession to make, it was then that I made my most mournful mistake. As we lay there entwined in our twilight embrace, I said, "Darling, I wish I could kiss your real face." For I meant no offense and had no ill intent. The most meaningful of meanings are often not meant. So if you should meet in your path wide and free a gal or a guy you can sense but not see, perhaps try telling the web that they reside in. Would you, oh, would you please tell them you love them?